Blog Talk Radio.
Happy days are here again. The skies above are clear again. Let us sing the song of cheer again. Happy days are here again. All together, shout it now. There's no one who can doubt it now. So let's tell the world about it now. Happy days are here again. Your cares and troubles are gone. There'll be no more from now on. Happy days are here again. The skies above are clear again. Let us sing a song of cheer again.
Monday, June 27th. This is the Matt Man coming to you live from the Palatial Digs here in Bagwine, Ohio. And next to me, as always, a mere 14 miles to my north, the irrepressible J-Man.
Hola, bitches. This is the J-Man coming to you live from my luxurious studios here in Redneckville, Ohio. How's everything going this morning, Matt?
Couldn't be better.
Now, see, that's timing from a professional right there, folks. I threw it to him right as he was having a coughing fit.
As you always do. Always good. Good here, Jay. A little cloudy, maybe some rain, but not bad. And how's things in your neck of the woods?
Well, you know, hot, humid, sultry. Sweaty, swamp assy.
Not the usual. I met a girl like that once.
Yeah.
What are you guys getting up to today?
Oh, we'll head into the 90s again. That's what we're going to do all week long. Yep. Keeping an eye on the flooding in Iowa and Missouri. Got family coming down for 4th of July weekend, but the route down here on I-29 is currently blocked by the Missouri River, which is flooded.
Can they put could they put their RV on pontoons and, you know.
Worth a try. They got the old Honda Element. Maybe it'll just float right on through.
There you go.
I don't know what things look like if they drive down through Nebraska and Kansas. But, you know, you don't want to spend too much time in Kansas. Yeah, it's kind of risky.
It is. Many a person has died from boredom while being in Kansas.
That they have.
Well, we got a big show today because lots of things are happening. Happy days are indeed here again.
They are. It's a great day for America.
It is. We've got, in New York, we've got gay people marrying, and a lot of the flooding you talked about could have been because of today, because in Waterloo, Iowa, it was a watershed moment.
It was. Michelle Bachmann herself announced that she's running for president.
And I think I can speak for both of us when I say we're pretty excited about that.
Yes, we are. Oh, boy, are we. She was looking hot. I watched her speech. She was looking pretty hot.
Yeah.
But we'll get into that a little bit more. I wanted to send a quick shout-out, if I may.
Of course.
Oh, all right. We got the lawn maintenance going on right outside my window. That's always great.
Okay.
Thanks, guys.
Can you
guys hear that?
No, you must have decent windows because I can't hear it.
Oh, man. I feel like I need to shout, man. He's right under the window. Just got one little weed down there, and he's not going to bend over and pick that up either. He's going to get that with the – good Lord.
Or actually, he'll pick it up and then put it back down and hit it with the weed whack. Kind of like what you do
exactly.
With a vacuum.
Yeah, he'll just kind of shake it and see if he can get it a little bit looser, and then, you know, some more. And anyway, I'm going to do a little shout-out to the oh-so-sexy and wonderful, my BFF. You know who I'm talking about, Matt. Warrior
Would
Cat.
Would that be?
Yep.
Yes.
She can't be with us in the chat room this morning because she's got the car down at the mechanic because the car is messing up. And so, but I'd send her a shout out anyway.
Very good.
Listen via her mobile device, and she will be listening, of course, because she is a wonderful and loyal fan that way. And hopefully the car is not too messed up, and this guy is going to piss me off. God.
Well,
I'm going to go to the window and scream at him. Yeah. Hey, we're doing a radio show here, man.
One guy who never pisses me off is Rich Taylor, who's in the room.
The Richinator is there in the room.
Yes, he is.
He's
Thanks
checking
for
in.
Listening, Rich.
Checking in with us from fabulous Las Vegas, where it's already 107 degrees and there's topless showgirls on the dance floor.
And one of my brothers is actually there right now, as we speak.
Oh, well, that's cool.
Going out to see one of his sons who lives there.
Excellent. Well, mm-hmm. We should all go out there with him one day.
We should.
Sit there at the nickel slot machines and tell the waitress to bring a Jack and Coke and keep them coming, honey.
I'm feeling lucky, baby.
Because, you know, you get free drinks as long as you're gambling, so.
I know.
As soon as she brings you one, say, bring me another, and put another nickel in the little machine and hit the button and then sit there and wait for her.
And I'm always lucky that way, Jay, because I study these things, being the numbers guy I am.
That's right.
I know which machine is going to hit when.
Yep, and you know exactly how often you need to play it and when to hit the button.
The only thing is, I usually run out of money before that time came that I needed to play it.
Well, that's because you're a big tipper when the waitress brings you the... when she brings you the Jack and Coke, all right, here's a nickel for you, honey.
And don't think of it as a nickel, babe. It could be $10,000. Now, you play that slot right next to me, honey.
That's right. Sit down next to the Matt Man. Sit down next to Daddy.
All right, guys. Thanks for joining us.
We got some breaking news here this morning.
We do.
The International Criminal Court has issued an arrest warrant for your good friend, Muammar Gaddafi.
That's unacceptable. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. In fact, they've issued 37 arrest warrants to make sure they get one for every spelling of his name.
Of course they did. Hey, try that again. Say that line again one more time.
They've issued 37 arrest warrants so they could get every spelling of his name. So anyway, I didn't know it'd be that easy for them to do that. Why have we been bombing them for 3 months if all they had to do was just, you know, issue an arrest warrant for him? We could have sent SEAL Team 6 in to take care of that. They'd arrested him.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Oh, I'm sorry. I was distracted by Fox News for a second.
Oh.
I don't have the sound on. Jenna Lee is on right now.
Who is
Jenna
Lee?
She's a hot little redhead. Yeah, hot little redhead.
Oh, hello.
Yeah, Roger Ailes going off his blonde book and getting a fiery little chick like that.
Yeah, well, she might have been a blonde when she interviewed.
That's true.
The interview that takes place on Roger Ailes' couch, if you know what I mean.
Great Ohioan. A fellow Buckeye.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
Excellent.
Yeah. Maybe you'll meet him as you're on your way to Canada this summer.
Maybe, as I make the slow trek north.
Oh, we have, say hi to guest. We got our guest in the room, and we also have Kimmy.
Kimmy. Hola. And here comes the guy with the weed eater again.
Yeah,
you can't hear that?
I
hold on.
I hate when Jay tells me to hold on, because when he tells me to hold on, something bad happens, like my phone goes dead.
Okay, anyway, so we'll get into this now. Friday night, the New York Senate, under the cover of darkness, voted to allow gay marriage in the Empire State.
Yeah.
And shortly after that, Governor Andrew Cuomo came out and kicked off his 2016 presidential campaign with a great speech. And so New York now the sixth and largest state to allow gay marriage, plus the District of Columbia, of course.
Of course.
Don't want to forget them.
And I heard also shortly after that announcement, after the vote, the announcement of the passage of that bill, former Senator Larry Craig said he was selling his house in Idaho and moving to Schenectady. So that's pretty exciting. So watch
excellent.
Out, Kirsten Gillibrand. You could have some competition in the future.
And I understand that that Alex Rodriguez and Derek Jeter were seen hugging it out in the dugout of the Yankees game Friday night.
That's always good. just some mutual playing with their Louisville Sluggers.
There you go. So anyway, New York now allows gay marriage. This may open the floodgates to gay marriage all across America. Then it may not, too, but.
Yeah, we're pretty open to it here in Ohio, Jay.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. But anyway, it's nice to see New York. And it's nice to see that New York is now finally as cool as Iowa.
That's right.
And with any luck, this will make New York a place that gays will want to move to now.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's
not
so few of them
there.
Yeah, so few, yeah. Next they'll work on making New York a better place for Jews to move to.
Yeah. And in fact, Jewish gays.
Well, that was quick. We had a couple of guests show up in the room. One little Jew joke and boom, they're gone. So anyway, there you have
it.
I don't understand the opposition to gay marriage. I understand the opposition to marriage. That makes sense. But, you know, if you're going to allow marriage, I don't see what the hell, you know. If anybody wants to ruin their life, go right ahead.
Well, in my life, Jay, as I always said, I was in favor of marriage before I was against it. Well, I'm sure all the B&B owners in the Poconos are tittering with excitement.
As are the divorce lawyers, the estate planners. Yep, it's a big day for them, too.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So, anyway, congratulations to New York, and all that's wonderful. And
Here's to you,
I can't
Harvey
believe
Weinstein.
The amount of. to Harvey Weinstein, absolutely. I can't believe the amount of effort that it takes to do something so obvious and so, you know, whatever. The amount of time we spend fighting and arguing over ridiculous things like this while our government's busy just screwing the hell out of us on a daily basis. But, you know.
Screw being the operative word there.
Yep. But let's move on to the really big and happy and exciting news about Michelle Bachmann.
She's hot.
What do you say? That she is. She looked fantastic this morning. It's not sexist. I'm just pointing it out. You know, I mean, Huntsman looked awfully sexy when he made his announcement, too. That hair flowing in the breeze.
And that barge behind him.
Carrying toxic waste to New Jersey.
Oh, yeah. Michelle Bachmann announced that she's running for president today in 2012. We're all very happy about it. We're on the Bachmann bus.
We are. We were discussing that a little bit earlier today that at some point we're going to have to endorse someone for the GOP nomination, and I'd have to say that Bachmann is in the lead right now.
I think right now, Jay, as far as you and I go, she has a leg up on the competition.
Uh-huh. Yep. A long, sexy, shaved leg up.
And we're going to follow her closely and keep you all abreast of every move she makes.
You know, for a long time we thought Herman Cain was the front runner for this, for our endorsement. And I still like Herman a little, but you know, when he was asked whether he preferred deep dish or thin crust, and he said deep dish, and I don't know. I didn't like that answer.
That is a
turn-off. Didn't like that answer. Yep.
Well, one of the qualifications, and I don't know if any of you, any of the listeners, or you saw her on Fox News yesterday with Chrissy Wallace. One thing, in addition to the interview, and we can get to that in a second, but, you know, you got MILFs, you got GILFs. I'm watching that interview, and Michelle Bachmann is a PILF. An FPLF, baby.
An FPLF, what's that?
Foster parent, I'd love to fuck. She's an FPLF.
An FPLF, yep. How many foster kids did she have? Like 172 or something?
Something like that.
Pretty big number, I know, yeah.
She puts both the Duggards and the Van Trapp family to shame.
Yeah, that's true.
You know, I worked on that FPILF comment for a long time.
It was excellent. You got a rim shot for it. So it
I know. I believe, yeah. Maybe I'll move to New York now and get gay married.
And, of course, during that interview with Chrissy Wallace, Chrissy asked Michelle if she was a flake.
That's unacceptable.
Well, I know. I mean, I don't understand it. I mean, you know, people run down stuff like, you know, like her, you know, death panels, like Michelle Bachmann's claim that conservatives were going to be thrown into concentration camps. And that they were building FEMA re-education camps and all her, you know, refusing to fill out the census because it gives the government too much information and all this. I mean, these are all reasonable fears. These are completely normal. That, you know, no reason to call her a flake because of that stuff.
No, I know.
And Chrissy Wallace had to apologize, as she should have.
Well, and he should apologize because I was more taken aback by his lack of journalistic integrity and getting to, you know, serious questions, not this flake stuff. I mean, he should have said, do you prefer top or bottom? I mean, let's get to the... We got to find out these things.
We need to know if the carpet matches the drapes.
That's
also. If there is a carpet. Maybe there's just a landing strip, which what I suspect. And that, you know, you're just so sexist, Matt. I can't believe you got that started.
Well, I know, but she, I apologize.
Well, she does not accept your apology either. She doesn't accept Chris Wallace's, and she doesn't accept yours.
Funny, you're probably correct though on the landing strip.
I think I am.
Because
she's creative like that.
Well, and there's a lot of fishing boats that fly into the land of 10,000 lakes. So.
If anybody would like to call in and give us their thoughts on either gay marriage or Michelle Bachmann or anything else that's going on, phone lines are open, right, Matt?
That's right. It's 661-244-9852, and we'd love to hear from you. A couple things with this Bachmann and with this Bachmann announcement. There's a lot of people I feel sorry for today, Jamin. T-Paul's one of them, Tim Pawlenty.
Poor T-Paul.
I think T-Paul's done. You know,
yeah,
he's a fellow Minnesotan, and right now, Bachmann and him are looking like the Twin Cities. She's Minneapolis, and he's St. Paul.
He's that other one that people never can remember.
That's right. In fact, it was sad. I saw this morning that when someone asked him, you know, you're at 6% in Iowa. How can you survive? And his response was, well, at this time in 07, Huckabee was at 4%. So it's nice to know he has 2% up on someone who didn't win the nomination back in 2008.
Exactly. Always compare yourself to somebody who didn't win. That works out great.
Yeah. I got on Politico today, Jamin.
I do what now?
I got on the Politico.com website.
Oh, yeah. Excellent.
And it has a list of what all the GOP candidates are doing today, which was very fascinating.
Oh, yeah. Well, why don't you update us on that?
I will, because it's actually, you can't write stuff funnier than this. John Huntsman, he's in California with his perfect pair and his perfect family, and he's doing 4 fundraisers today.
Wow.
I was really taken with Rick Santorum. He is going to be at Eldon's Restaurant at 1 o'clock today in Sioux City, Iowa, with the West Iowa branch of the Jewish Republicans. So I can see him sitting down there with 6 other people having some conniptions.
Will any of them bring their guitar and do a nice little rendition of Sioux City Sue?
I don't know.
Her hair is blonde and her eyes are blue. Sioux City Sue.
I never knew the Iowa Jewish Republican Coalition was such a powerful force.
I know. No, it's not really something you would think would, you know, be able to do much damage to political circles, but
I think their political clout is second only to the Iowa NAACP. So.
Which is, of course, why Herman Cain is doing so well.
Well, No? Okay. Now, I didn't find this on Politico, but it's funny you mentioned that because I found out where Herman Cain is today. from 5 to 7 tonight at the Godfather's at 4628 Brant Pike in Huber Heights, he's holding a gluten-free take-and-bake meet-and-greet.
That's some good pizza right there. Godfather's Pizza, man. Nice neighborhood there in Huber Heights.
Yes. Largest community of brick houses in the world.
There you go.
So come on, guys. Stop by Huber and meet the Herman.
Have you an all-meat, thin-crust Godfather's Pizza. It's delicious.
He's taking tips, I hear.
Do you know where Romney is, or is he just spending Monday working on his hair?
Well, actually, he's in New Hampshire twice today at a couple businesses, but I'm waiting for him to send out a press release telling everyone that he was actually born in Ottumwa, Iowa.
Grew up next door to Radar O'Reilly, did he?
That's right. And then I figured Newt Gingrich is up in Traverse City, Michigan. He's in a polo shirt with a sweater vest on and walking the beach with a metal detector.
Yeah, that's a great move by Romney, now that you mention it, being from Ottumwa, Iowa, because he can always refer to Michelle Bachmann, who is from Waterloo, Iowa, as that woman from the big city.
That's right.
Big city folks like Michelle Bachmann, now, they don't know how regular people live. As he drives around in his ethanol-powered truck.
With a GPS and a computer and a stamp of 5 in the back.
And his hairdresser. So... barely a minute left if anybody wanted to call in.
That's 661-244-9852.
I see Mike didn't make it today. Mike said he was going to try to wake up early. 10 a.m. is just too early for the Mikester.
That's pushing it. Well, come on. You got to realize he doesn't go to bed until 9:45 the night before, so...
Exactly. Hit Shoney's for that early bird special at 4, and yeah, then watches a little Matlock.
Yep. And that Shoney's, by the way, where shoes and shirt are appreciated.
That they are. I see Fox News has got full coverage of the Casey Anthony trial again today. Casey in the courtroom looking cute and chipper as ever.
As well she should be. I'll tell you what, this does not bode well for our political honey, Michelle Bachmann. When she was doing her announcement, Fox News only gave her, like, I would say less than 2 minutes coverage.
I saw that. I was watching, and I had to turn it over to CNN to see the rest of the speech.
I know. MSNBC carried more of it.
Yeah, crazy. Fox had to get back to Casey Anthony real quick. So.
Well, that, and plus they have someone on their payroll named Sarah. Who is currently right now curled up in a fetal position weeping.
And we're about to lose the live stream. Thanks for listening.
Thanks, guys.
Got that in.
Yes.
So, yeah, you know, I saw that, you know, of course, Palin quit the bus tour. Oh, excuse me. Took a vacation from her vacation.
That's right.
And went back to Alaska because she had jury duty. But apparently jury duty's not going to get in the way of her going to Iowa tomorrow to remind everybody that she's still around. Hello, remember me?
Yes. Well, she has a movie coming out, and it's going to be premiered in Iowa. I'm pretty excited about that.
Oh, yeah, that's going to be good stuff. I go to the movie theater about once a year, or once every 2 years. I haven't been to the movie theater. The last movie I saw at the theater was The Dark Knight. A couple of years ago. But I might go see the Sarah Palin movie, and I guarantee you the Sarah Palin movie will be shown here. Probably on 3 or 4 different screens at the same time.
Well, I'll tell you what, you might not want to go, Jay. It's not a porn flick, Jay.
Oh.
you thought it was a porn flick, didn't you?
So I don't need to wear my my coat?
No. In fact, maybe you and Pee Wee Herman should just skip it.
Hey, don't be talking bad about Pee Wee.
I love the Pee Wee.
And now we're getting breaking news. Breaking news. The jury has reached a verdict on 18 counts on the Rod Blagojevich corruption trial. Oh, boy.
Love the Rodster. They better have done
18.
Him justice.
18 counts. I have a feeling it's a unanimous decision on 18 counts. My guess is he's going down. Because I would suspect it's either going to be a split decision or guilty, because it's rare that you get a unanimous not guilty verdict, I think. Unless it's just jury nullification, just like the OJ trial.
One thing you can't find Blago guilty of, though, is bad hair.
Again, with the hair.
I know. And he's not even a Mormon.
I know it. That's what I was getting ready to say. That's the best non-Mormon hair since Jimmy Johnson. Yeah, that might be a good feature for the blog. This week in great hair.
I think you're on to something. Because like you, I am also infantile.
Either that, or I could just do a little political hair comparison. Bill Clinton had great hair.
Yeah, great hair.
Yeah. And let's see, Reagan had great hair.
Nice head of hair. Nice mane.
I think it was ceramic, but it was nice.
Gerald Ford. Okay.
James K. Polk, nice hair.
Abe Lincoln. I mean, how can a stylist get to make a head of hair look like a top hat? That's some good work right there.
Nice.
You know who my favorite president is? George Washington.
Who?
It's because he had no hair and he had false teeth. That's something, you know. So I always tell myself, I too could be president someday.
And yet he overcame the burden of the mass media and television and such. And there's Michelle Bachmann shaking hands in the crowd.
Yeah.
Getting her picture taken.
I'd like to shake her hand.
Yeah, shake her hand real hard and see if the boobies shake a little.
Yeah.
See, because you know she's probably wearing a pretty sexy Victoria's Secret bra.
I bet it's red, white, and blue, too.
Well, we have
nipple.
Breaking sports news.
Yes.
Both Serena Williams and Caroline Wozniacki have lost at Wimbledon this morning.
Jay, you need to turn back to Fox real quick.
I'm there. I don't know who she is, but I like her.
Maria Molina.
Oh. M&M's. Melt in your mouth, not in your hands.
And I don't see a wedding ring on that finger, Jay, man. Ooh, yeah, turn to the side again, honey. I got a flood advisory going on right here.
And see, now look at that flood advisory all the way down to Kansas City. I'm thinking the family trip down here might not happen. We'll see. Big floods in Minot, North Dakota. Well, you know what? That's what you get for living on a river. It floods
yeah.
every single year. You chose to live there. It's not up to American taxpayers to come in and bail you out, people.
That's right. Just ask Michelle Bachmann.
That's right. Don't expect the taxpayer to be the bucket that picks the water up and throws it back over the burn.
Oh my God. Now see, if you're looking at the Iowa poll, Bachmann and Kane, we love, are 2 and 3.
Yep, and here's Gingrich beating T-Paw. So I guess the Newt Mintum has picked up just a little bit.
It's picked up just slightly.
Yeah, I found a meter for our Bachmintum meter, but unfortunately, I did. It's a photograph of like the 10 different. States of male arousal, so I don't really think it would be safe for work to put on the blog or anything.
Which all the more means that you have to.
Speaking of the blog, we do have the official I'm With Stupid blog, iwsradio.blogspot.com. What's on the blog this morning, Matt?
I believe it's your last post.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, we got Saturday's show on there, and we got Chrissy Hine.
Oh, yeah. We got a video of Chrissy Hine singing Creep.
Yes.
Which she dedicated to Matt Mann and myself.
Very good. I think later today... probably by 1 or 1:30, there's going to be a little tribute to Michelle Bachmann.
I would think so.
The staff is still working on finding some nude pictures of her, but...
And the picture that goes up will be labeled Michelle Bachmann nude, I'm sure.
Of course it will.
All right. And there might be something that goes up. There might be something that goes up tonight about gay marriage in New York or something else. I don't know yet.
Well, you don't want to be too structured in these things.
Exactly. Much like this show, we just kind of want to wing it.
That's right.
But anybody out there who's listening, if you would like to if you'd like to be a contributor to the I'm With Stupid blog, just let us know.
Yeah, we'd love
that. Absolutely, we're taking contributions. I almost stumbled over that word again. And you can, of course, you can always find me on Twitter at JYMAN_IWS. And you can find Mattman at MattmanIWS.
Yep.
Right there on Twitter. You can email the show at IWS_radio@yahoo.com.
You did that well.
Thank you. I've been practicing.
Oh, my God. You know, I forgot something. During that interview with Chrissy Wallace yesterday, Michelle Bachman, I was kind of sad, and she said she has a titanium spine. And seriously, I never knew she was in a car accident. Had I known, I would have sent her a card or flowers or something.
And of course, and now that he knows about that accident, Mitt Romney is going to get tossed off of a combine this afternoon on a field somewhere in Iowa. Dislocate his shoulder.
Broad,
muscular shoulder.
And as he's laying there, he'll say, "Don't save me, don't save me, save my John Deere hat." I think every week from here on out, at least until he, you know, dies or goes into reclusion, or we should have a Newt Gingrich update. Yeah, let's just check in with Newt. And it'll just go yup yo yup yo yup yo.
Well, we could do an audio Newt Mintum update with just the crickets chirping.
That would be
most.
That would be the efficient way to do it, because we could use the same one for the Santorum Mintum.
Yeah, exactly. And I see now another headline: Hillary Clinton says that the fight for gay rights is an ongoing fight. Yes, it is, Hillary. And in fact, most of the accomplishments that have been made over the last 2 years by Barack Obama in the gay rights fight have been to overturn the crap your husband did. That's one of my pet peeves. I'm getting tired. I see gays all the time. Like, Obama's not doing enough. Well, shit, he had to overturn everything Clinton did first. He had to overturn Don't Ask, Don't Tell. He had to find a way to drop Defense of Marriage Act. All the other crap that Clinton put in the way of gay rights. But yet Clinton gets a complete pass from him. No problem.
Right.
No problems with Clinton. That's fucking bullshit. Anyway.
You're going to be all right.
I just had to get that out there. I just had to say that.
Well, you're out there now, Jay.
It's on the record.
Uh-huh.
No taking that back. Unless I'm Newt Gingrich, and then if you ever, ever claim that I said what I just said, I'll be pissed.
I wonder when Mitt Romney's going to become gay.
Well, he may have to. He might be in New York waving a rainbow flag.
Hello, Manhattan.
My political hero is Harvey Milk. Where's Barney Frank? Come over here, Barney. Come on. Let's. No, 20 seconds left in the old show.
Yeah. Well, let's do it again. Let's beat BTR to the punch.
Okay, for once.
Uh-huh.
Thanks to everybody for listening.
And we'll see you again Saturday.
Probably.
Bye, Jay.
Bye.